Here's a thought I'll title Purposeful Serendipity. When I was in my 20s, I heard an Alan Watts lecture in which he proposed that the master is one who has control of his craft, but then allows an accident to happen. He called this the controlled accident, and said the best artwork always includes such elements. I didn't really understand how this applied to photography until years later, when I met Oliver Galliani, and he showed me a project he was working on he called his strips. He would take a roll of 36 exposure film in his 35mm camera and make a series of 36 exposures of flower blossoms on a street vending stand. Then, when he got to the end of the roll, he would rewind it back into his camera, but not all the way. Instead, he would stop while it was still connected to his sprockets in the camera and whatnot, and run it through again and make another 36 exposures. And by doing so, obviously, he created a series of layered images that were absolutely serendipitous. A lot of times, the juxtaposition of the first exposure and the second exposure would overlap in a way that it didn't make anything interesting. He didn't care about that. He was only interested in the overlapped images when they did relate to one another and create a whole that was more interesting than either of the individual images would be. I was thinking about that last month when I was down on the Oregon coast photographing some sea palms, and this idea of the controlled accident, as Alan Watts talked about it, or as the serendipitous strips, as Oliver Galliani talked about it, came to mind when I was photographing the sea palms down in the crashing waves. And I remembered that my camera had the ability to do essentially the same thing. It could make multiple exposures, one on top of another, without creating a new file. So what the heck? Why not? Isn't photography supposed to be a little bit experimental and a little bit fun? So I made, I don't know, probably several dozen experiments, making exposure on top of exposure on top of exposure, and most of the time it didn't work. But occasionally it was really fantastic. And I was reminded how much fun that spirit of adventure and that spirit of the serendipitous outcome can be. Sometimes just playing around leads to interesting things. And even if it doesn't, it might just lead to a new interesting idea that could, in its turn, be the idea you were hunting for, even though you didn't know it.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.